Hello?
Hello, this is Asia returning a call back from customer service. May I have your zip code, please?
301, oh, zip code, okay. 20715.
You said 20705?
20715.
Brian, could you provide me with your first and last name?
Vera Peters.
All right, and for security purposes, could you verify the address on this account?
12425 Sarah Lane, Bowie, Maryland.
Okay. I do see where you purchased our Vibe watch. What could I possibly assist you with today?
Oh, on my bill, there were two other things billed to my account. And it said,
what were the...
It said it was, you know, those ear, what you call those things, ear pods?
Okay, we tried to charge you $18.94 for the pods and the warranty, but it didn't go through. So the only thing that you were charged for was the Vibe watch for $7.92.
Oh, okay. Because that was all that I wanted. And I don't know how the other stuff got up there, but it came in on my phone, and it said I owe $50.86. And I was like, wait a minute.
You said $50?
Uh-huh, $50.86.
Okay, I'm not sure what that is, but I know that even if we would have charged you for the Vibe pods, you'll only pay around $20-something dollars for that because it was $18.94. So I'm not sure about a $50 charge. The only charge that I see on here is
$29.97. And the and then they charged me for a warranty, and then they went down and then they charged me $12.97 for warranty, and then they charged me $1.95 for shipping protection, and $5.97 for shipping. And my bill comes
well,
to the total.
Okay, well the only thing that we charged you for was $7.92.
And so what is this other stuff?
I'm not sure.
That's strange, isn't it?
We haven't charged you $50 for anything. And even if we would have charged you, it wouldn't have been $50 worth of stuff. Because we attempted to charge you $18.
Yes. That was what did you say? If I had got the earplugs, it would have been $18?
Yes, it would have been $18 and plus the $7.92, and that is, one second.
You don't have to edit it because I didn't want it.
Okay. Well, all we charged you was $7.92.
Okay, and that's just for the $7.92. Can you send me something to that effect, please?
Okay, you'll receive a confirmation email once we actually, well, the emails do take 24 to 48 hours.
Mhm. Okay. So
and they will have the pricing for that product as well.
For what product?
The Vibe watch that you ordered.
Mhm. Yeah, that's all I wanted was the watch. $7.92, I think you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's all I want because Bank of America has already contacted me, you know, about the extra charge, and that's why I got really confused, and it's like, wait a minute, I don't know what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only thing that we actually charged you for was $7.92. If you see any more charges, and if they state if we charged you anything else, just give us a call back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. That's really helping make you feel good when you're actually getting in contact with people because sometimes, you know, they say customer service, but you can't get no customer service. And, you know, anyway, you make me feel good because I feel like I'm actually dealing with people, you know.
All right. If you have any more questions, just be sure to give us that call back.
I
do want to say thank you for calling customer service and you have a great day.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Asia, A-S-I-A.
A-S-I?
A.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. My name is just Asia. Asia, A-S-I-A.
Oh, A-S-I-A. Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great one.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Thank you.